Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Securing Missouri's future was the theme of Governor Mike Kehoe's State of the State address Tuesday. Kehoe delivered the address to members of the Missouri legislature, saying it's high time the state turn its focus to its big cities like St. Louis.
Just over 2 weeks ago, I was humbled to be sworn in as the 58th governor of Missouri.
Well, we got to know our new Missouri governor, Mike Kehoe, during his very first State of the State address to the legislature.
One of the last things my mentor, Dave Sinclair, told me was never forget your roots. He used to write notes at the dealership on a paper plate. Many of you have seen my paper plate. As I've learned from him, I took up this practice and still do this to this day, nearly 40 years later.
Kehoe drew upon his upbringing on the city's north side.
Today, there is a lack of hope in many areas of our state, especially in our large metropolitan areas. Many of you know my story. I grew up in North St. Louis City. My old neighborhood was never a perfect place, but in my younger years, I could still safely walk the streets. Young people in my old neighborhood and communities across our state now feel like they must turn to violence and gangs to survive. I have walked the streets of my childhood homes in Walnut Park and Baden, and I've talked to these young people. They simply believe there's no other option and don't know what opportunities exist outside of the violence and crime that plagues their communities. This lack of hope and pattern of behavior has taken too many lives and livelihoods of Missourians. It's unacceptable, and we're taking action.
Many called for the state takeover of the St. Louis City Police Department, saying it's time to stop giving businesses and residents a reason to leave.
The current status quo in St. Louis is unacceptable. As the economic powerhouse of our state, we can't continue to let crime kill growth in the region and drive businesses and families to move outside of our state's borders.
But he also praised those now in charge of the city's public safety.
In St. Louis, we have one of the nation's top police chiefs in Chief Robert Tracy, and a tough-on-crime prosecutor in St. Louis Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore. And they could do even more if we give them the tools they need to continue their success.
Kehoe wants tougher penalties for those convicted of leading police on high-speed chases and for what he called violent rioting. He also wants anybody who sells fentanyl to someone who later dies to be charged with first-degree murder. Governor Kehoe also put a focus on your wallet during his speech.
I've directed the Missouri Department of Revenue to work with my staff on a sustainable and comprehensive plan to eliminate the individual income tax once and for all.
He repeated this call to legislators and staffers multiple times.
I expect a plan for this to be completed in months, not years.
Kehoe wrapped up by acknowledging the abortion rights amendment passed by voters, but did not mention any plans in an attempt to repeal it. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Senator Tracy McCreary offered the Democratic response to Governor Kehoe's State of the State address.
He's also citing his upbringing in North St. Louis, and he talks about his roots and things that cause people to turn to crime. Do you think maybe with this, the fact that he did live in the city, this is the first time we've seen this out of a governor and has a different feeling for the city of St. Louis, that he might be taking more of a holistic approach to this?
Well, that is possible. You know, he definitely had a lot of emotion in his voice and his face when he was talking about his mom and his upbringing. My hope is that he doesn't treat the state of Missouri as like a one-size-fits-all thing. He said over and over in different ways that he wants to work with us and not against us. And that can That can mean he's talking to the legislators that he wants to work with us and not against us, but he's also talking to the entire state of Missouri. It was the state of the state address. So I think that we're going to have to just figure out a way that we can do what's best for each community. And I think often one size fits all just doesn't work.
Senator Tracy McCreary, what about the child care? He talked about reducing regulations so more centers can open up, but yet still keeping the children safe.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. All of us, I think, can agree that we want a strong early childhood systems because it's about making sure that these kids are ready to learn once they do get to school. It's about, you know, people being able to go to work and not worry about their kids. You know, I want to make sure we put the Missouri legislature put in place several child safety standards in the last decade. And a lot of those safety standards had to do with making sure there was the proper safe ratio of educators to children. And of course, you know, you don't have to be a child education expert to know that the younger the child is, as in an infant, they need their, you can only have, you know, a couple of kids per adult when they're that young. So I'm all about expanding early childhood, but I want to make sure that we're doing everything that keeps these children safe.
One of the things he said, though, was the K-12 Education Funding Foundation formula has, his words, gotten out of control and that it would not be fully funded. He also announced another study into how to redo that formula. What's your take on that?
Well, I would love to see the formula addressed. It has not been looked at in over 20 years. I know in my state senate district in St. Louis County, a lot of the schools really don't benefit from the way the foundation formula is written today. You know, I would love to see a group of experts from, you know, if they're an expert, I want them to be at the table. I would love to have that discussion. We have to make sure that we're doing what's best for all schools in the community. So the foundation formula is just as important to rural schools as it is to schools in the urban and suburban areas.
And Senator Tracy McCreary, who we're talking with this afternoon discussing Governor Kehoe's State of the State, at the end of his speech, he mentioned Amendment 4. This is what the voters in Missouri approved, and now there are groups and certainly legislatures who are looking to turn that back. He talked about it, but he didn't give any specifics and didn't mention anything about repealing or replacing.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. You know, and Amendment 3 was passed by the voters. It was a clean majority that of Missourians who voted to undo Missouri's abortion ban. Unfortunately, there are still no abortions being performed in the state of Missouri, so women are having to go to other states for that form of health care. You know, he did talk about increasing funding for some crisis pregnancy centers, but, you know, I think that I know that the Missouri State Senate Democrats stand strong, and we are going to support the will of the people. So the people voted on this, and the Missouri state senators are going to represent and speak up for the will of the voters on this issue.
Overall, how do you feel about the speech?
I feel good about it. I kind of measure my response to a speech by the number of times I stand up and clap. And I would say I stood up and clapped for what Governor Kehoe was talking about more than I didn't. So I think it's a good speech. I'm really looking forward to working with Governor Kehoe and his entire administration. I think there are a lot of great things we can do in the state of Missouri. And at this point, I'm just going to remain positive and work together with the governor.
Missouri State Senator Tracy McCreary, Maria Akita, KMOX News.